This is Dr. Schneider dictating a 1280 kg on patient Clement Warshawski, W-A-R-S-H-E-S-K-I. On 7/17/24, Mr. Warshawski performed a 1280 kg period. The patient is in a sinus bradycardia period. QRS complexes are normal, T waves normal, period of paragraph impression, sinus bradycardia, otherwise normal EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Reardon. This goes to Dr. Willard, W-I-L-L-A-N-D, Willand. Wieland, I'm sorry, W-I-E-L-A-N-D. On 7/17/24, Mr. Reardon performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to being released from bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction with decreased effort after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/18/23, there's been no significant change in the pre-bronchodilator study period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Tillotson, T-I-L-L-O-T-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 7/17/24, Mr. Tillotson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/13/23. There's been deterioration in lung function or worse effort, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing progression. Clinical correlation would be required for further assessment, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Claudia Pettersson, P-E-T-T-E-R-S-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 7/17/24, Mrs. Pettersson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period compared to a prior study dated 4/14/24, there's been no significant change. Period no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is Kevin Ashline, A-S-H-L-I-N-E. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 7/17/24, Mr. Ashline performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/16/24, there's been no significant change. Period no paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Fred Calder, C-A-U-L-D-E-R. This goes to Debbie Varnum, F-N-P. On 7/17/24, Mr. Calder performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient achieved 356 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.